Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, obviously, Mendelssohn, Schubert, Wieland, Dupré, and others. But for our first piece today, we turn to the Dutch composer Jan Pieterszoon Swelinck, who lived between 1562 and 1621. He was among the first major keyboard composers, and his work as a teacher helped establish the North German organ tradition, later to include such notable names as the Bach family and Buxtehude. Some of Swelinck's innovations were of profound musical importance, including the fugue. He was the first to write an organ fugue, which began simply with one subject, successively adding texture and complexity until a final climax and resolution, an idea which was perfected at the end of the Baroque era by Bach. Today we feature his Toccata Primi Toni, thought to date from around 1605.
Thank you.
Swillings, Toccata, Primi Toni, SWWV 286, played there by Joseph Kellerman at the organ of Pieterskerk Leiden in the Netherlands. We regularly feature the works of Felix Mendelssohn on this programme. His oratorio St. Paul was written between 1834 and 1836 and premiered in the UK that year in Liverpool. It is now regarded as something of a poor relation to the much more popular Elijah. But here we have the overture. Simon Preston there at the organ of the Royal Albert Hall with Mendelssohn's Overture to St. Paul, Opus 36. For our piece by Bach, we turn today to his six Schubler chorales, named after Johann Georg Schubler, who published the works in 1747 or 1748, shortly before Bach's death in 1750. Five of the Schubler chorales are transcriptions of movements of extant church cantatas by Bach. Let's listen to two of them, numbers 4 and 6.
Thank you.
two of Bach's Schubler chorales there. The first, number 4, Mein Ziel Erbert den Ehren, BWV 648, played by Stephen Clearbear on the organ and Alison Balsam on trumpet at the Academy of Ancient Music. The second was number 6, Kommst du nun, Jesu von Himmel herunter, BWV 650, and the organist there was Lionel Rogg at the Collegiate Church of Arlesheim in Switzerland. Peter Morard was a German composer and organist of the North German tradition who died in 1685, having written a small number of chorale arrangements for organ. Here is his version of Mein Ziel Erhebet den Herren, verses 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Mein Ziel Erhebet den Herren, verses 1 and 2, played there by Manuel Tomedin at the organ of St. Stephen Tangermünde in Germany. Franz Schubert was an Austrian composer who died in 1828 at the tragically early age of 32. Despite his short lifespan, he was extremely prolific, writing more than 600 secular works, 7 symphonies, and a large body of chamber and piano music. His 3 military marches, Opus 51, were probably written in 1818, while Schubert was staying in Hungary, but this is open to some question. March number 1 in D major is one of his most recognisable works, and even featured in Walt Disney's Santa's Workshop.
Thank you.
Schubert's Military March in D major, played there by Konrad Zwicky at the Bruckkirch Zurich Wiedenkon. Louis Vierne is another composer whose works feature regularly on this programme, so perhaps needs no further introduction. His pieces Fantasy, Opus 51 and 53 to 55, written in 1926 to 27, contain many of Vierne's best organ works. The 24 pieces are grouped into four suites of six movements, and each suite is longer and more magnificent than the last. The second suite contains a contrasting Clair de Lune, a long-winded but beautifully melodic piece worthy of Debussy.
Thank you.
Louis Vierne's Clair de Lune from the Pièce de Fantaisie, played there by Ludwig Ruchtischel at St. Stephen's Cathedral, Passau, in Bavaria. Another of the famous 19th and 20th century French organists and composers was Marcel Dupré, who lived between 1886 and 1971. He was born into a family steeped in the tradition of organs and organ music and was acquainted with the great French organ builder Caval Coll at an early age. He succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934 and remained there until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists who were to follow in the great French tradition. I make no apology for returning to the excellent recording of Dupré at St. Paul's Cathedral by the late John Scott, and here we have his Esquisse No. 2 in B-flat minor. Thank you. John Scott there at the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral with Dupré's Esquisse, number 2 in B-flat minor, opus 41, number 3. For our final piece this evening, we turn to César Franck, who lived between 1822 and 1890, and was a composer, pianist, and organist. He was born in Belgium, but studied organ in Paris from 1835, and was later organist at Sainte-Clotilde from 1858 until his death 32 years later. He became a professor at the Paris Conservatoire in 1872 and formally assumed French nationality. His piece El Ruique is one of his three pieces pour grand orgue and was composed in 1878. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until the next time, goodbye.